This is Lydia Johnson. Today I am joined by the newly elected Southern Region Vice President for the National FFA Organization, Eric Robinson, originally from the Effingham County High School FFA chapter in Georgia. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm great. Oh my gosh, I'm so good. It doesn't feel real yet.
What did it feel like when they said your name on stage?
Just as soon as I heard it and I saw Courtney on stage, I just ran. I just went. Apparently, I almost ran over Artha. So, Artha, if you ever hear this, I'm so sorry for almost running you over. But it was amazing. Nothing like unlike anything I've ever felt before.
Take us back to the beginning. Where did your FFA journey start?
So it actually started on the track and on the football field, because at the very beginning, I was just all into sports all the way. And then I ended up getting injured whenever I was running track and playing football. And then my middle school ag teacher, Mr. Tom Lanier, he came and he was like, "Hey, Eric, since you can't run track right now, what if you came to state FFA convention?" And after a little bit of prodding on his part, I ended up going, and I fell in love with the lights, the camera, and the actions, the retiring addresses, the elation on the faces of the students whenever they won their CDEs and LDEs. It was just phenomenal, and I fell in love with it, and I never looked back.
Walk us through kind of your agricultural roots.
Right. So I am not a traditional ag student. So I grew up in Effingham County, Georgia, and that's pretty close to Savannah. And if you know anything about Savannah, that's a big city. So agriculture was never really part of my life until I started getting involved in Effingham County. And I started working at a goat farm whenever I was a sophomore in high school. And then I started to really like that. And then I realized that I loved leadership and I loved engaging with students and helping build them up and really bring out their potential. So then I started student teaching with Miss Ashley Sapp at Ebenezer Middle School. It's a middle school in Effingham County, Go Eagles. And I was able to student teach and help be an assistant FFA advisor and help them with their CDEs and their competitions and their leadership development events. I got to work with their officer team and help set their banquet and just help them all throughout their year. And that was just so rewarding. And now in college at the University of Georgia, go Dogs, I get to work with horses every day, and that is so fun.
When did you know that you wanted to be a national officer and pursue this process?
From the moment that I saw that first retiring address, whenever I was at that state convention, whenever I was in seventh grade, we were watching Avery Duncan, he was state president at the time, give his retiring address, and I was just amazed, and I was like, I want to do that. And then I ran for state office a bunch of years later, my senior year of high school, was elected, and then I came to national convention, and I saw that they were still doing that, still making that impact. But they could do it on the national stage and impact so many people all at one time. And I was like, now I want to do that. And here we are. Wow. That's crazy.
What are you most looking forward to doing this upcoming year?
I'm just so excited to travel. I'm excited to go everywhere and meet everybody. I'm excited to go to visit all those states and all those different places and talk to students, hear their stories. I'm excited to engage with a lot of minority students and get them involved in FFA and help them see the power in the FFA, just and show them that it helps them just like it's helped me. I'm excited to go everywhere, hear every story, and share mine along the way too.
When you're going everywhere, hopefully, what are some of those themes that you hope to communicate with students and radiate in the work that you're doing?
I would love for students to always remember that joy and kindness is the number one thing that we should all try to give in every situation, and that should always be unconditional. And the best way to feel that unconditional joy and unconditional kindness is being in this Blue Jacket and this organization.
Wow. And have you had any mentors that helped you get here?
So many. Oh, so many. So started with Tom Lanier, that middle school ag advisor who even got me in my first Blue Jacket, and then went on to my high school years. There was Miss Meredith Arrington and Mr. Benjamin Richardson, along with Miss Hannah Elric, and just so many more advisors that were helping me along the way in high school. And then going into college, into my state officer year, I had Mr. Ben Lassley, who's the executive secretary of Georgia FFA, and Mr. Andy Paul, who served as national president in 2014 and 2015, helped as our leadership specialist and coaching our state officers. So many people along the way helping and guiding me and giving me advice when I needed it, picking me up whenever I was down, and pushing me towards the greatness that they knew I could achieve. And I'm so grateful for every single person who's been involved in that journey.
You're on a big stage here when you were elected, but also now at a national level. A lot of people are looking at you. What's the biggest advice you have for the members that are now looking up to you?
So, and Doster Harper's retiring address today. And Doster is from Georgia, one of my good friends. He talked about, you got to keep on running. You have to keep persevering. And you have to remember that this organization is for everybody. And to any member, I want to push that and encourage that even more. Keep running. because you're running towards something. And whether you're running towards it in that blue jacket, whether you're running towards it in any other endeavor you're involved in, if you keep running, you're going to find what you love, and it's going to be unconditional.
Wow, Eric, that's amazing. And congratulations on this award, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. Wow.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.